Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 14, we were taught that when we do not have answered prayer, or the Lord does not speak to our heart through His Word, then we need to search our heart for sin. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We remember when Ai defeated Israel and Joshua sought God as why, and God told him why. But here, God doesn't speak to Saul. You see, in Joshua's case, he was not the one with the sin in his heart. Here, not only is Saul the one with the sin in his heart, he's using a corrupted priest of God. When is the last time you had answered prayer, my friend? That's one thing that I have to ask myself, and you need to ask yourself. When is the last time God spoke to my heart through His holy word, and I acted upon it? Well, we see that in verses 41 through 45, Saul calls them to draw straws, and whoever it falls on is going to be killed. It fell on Jonathan, his own loyal son whom God used to begin this victory. And he plans to kill, but the people stopped him. Again, Saul is not committed in heart. He only wants to be seen of men. And so the opinion of the crowd sways him one way or the other. And so here sways him not to kill Jonathan, showing that this wasn't really a conviction to begin with. Now, let's try to draw this chapter to a close. We've looked at the family and everything else that's involved here. There's so many things to draw from it, but let me just try to share at least three things here. Don't have only a selfish fear of God. Saul did what he did because he was afraid that it would damage him if he did not seek God in sacrifices and so forth. And again, he has a rabbit's foot religion. It's his good luck charm. We are to love God. Mark 12:30 says that we're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. God doesn't want the fear only. He doesn't want just foxhole Christianity. And by the way, I met a man that got saved, was in a foxhole, and asked God to save him. He didn't know he was going to make it. And when he came out of there, he had said, I told God that if you save me now, I'll get right with you and I'll live for you. And you know what that man did? If love is real, it will move and act in the faith of God's received word. It will not be a legalistic type of obedience or a foxhole fear. You see, too many today question the Word of God. They believe, oh, yes, Pastor, I agree with you. The Bible was verbally inspired. It was the Word of God verbally. Well, praise God, you believe that it was preserved also for us. Well, I think it's preserved. I think you've got most of it in this version and then some more of it in that version. And so with all the versions put together, we've got all the Word of God. Do you think God is the author of confusion? That is confusion. How stupid can we be? Oh, preacher, you shouldn't use the word stupid. Well, excuse me, but that is stupid. And it's a shame that there are men that have earned doctorates behind their name that use that kind of ignorant deduction and reasoning. And it shows they're operating in the flesh, not in the spirit. So, my friend, don't have only a selfish fear of God. Secondly, don't have selfish obedience. Saul had a priest. He had him act on his behalf. As a matter of fact, Saul made spiritual sounding statements, less fast. But it was to bring glory to himself. No real conviction. And it's that for which he will suffer reproach. As in marriage, man says, I'm the head. But he doesn't honor his wife as Christ would the church. He doesn't love his wife as the Lord loves the church. He only is, hey, I'm the head. I'm in charge. Well, maybe you are, but my friend, God says you're to love her as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And he seeks to present it to himself, a beautiful, without spot or wrinkle, beautiful bride. I guess I could say all of this. The third thing is don't have a selfish obedience and don't have a selfish fear of God. But I would say don't have a statement of faith only. Rather, let your faith be a living faith. Faith acts if it's real faith. You know, I think that that's what comes in salvation. In Matthew 7:21-23, we read this. Not everyone that saith unto me, and this is Jesus speaking, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Well, that's a faith that works. What is the will of the Father in heaven? Well, 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the Lord goes on to say, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. What do we see there? People who are religious but not righteous. People who are working for their salvation say, Lord, why you cast me out? Man, I preached in your name. And the Lord doesn't say you didn't. He says, we've cast out devils. The Lord doesn't say they didn't. He says, we've done many wonderful works in your name. And the Lord doesn't say they didn't. But you see, they are working for faith instead of having a faith that works. And so the Lord says in verse 23 of Matthew 7, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That very same chapter, Jesus said, in Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Oh, my friend, there are people today saying there are many roads to heaven. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. So what do you mean by the word repent? You know, the word repent has a twofold meaning. Now, there are a lot of preachers that just use part of that meaning. That part of that meaning is to change the mind. And that is included. It's a change of mind. But it's a turning from. It also means to turn from. And so when we repent, we're turning from our sin and we're turning to Jesus Christ. A 180 degree turn. You say, now, we turn from our sin to Christ. Now, what if I can't let go of my sin? That's why you turn to Christ, because you can't let go of your sin. But we turn to him, and that's the idea of repentance, with the idea of, Lord, take my sin from me. There are a lot of people that want to be saved, but they don't want their sin taken away. Well, yeah, you know what? I'll ask Jesus to save me. I'll even get baptized, but hey, I'm still going to drink, and I'm still going to party, and I'm still going to do this and do that. They don't have any idea of repentance. They're looking at an insurance policy. You mean I'll go to heaven if I just say these words? Oh, yeah, they're the hocus-pocus magic words. You say the magic word, and you're going to heaven. That's not a heart commitment. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That is the righteousness of Christ, by the way. And with the mouth confession is made salvation. Believing that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for your sin and died for you there, and that he was buried, and 3 days later he arose from that tomb, physically, bodily, conquering death and hell. If you don't believe that he did that for you, and you're not willing to give him your life, then you don't have a salvation. Yet, if you'll come to him, his promise is, I will in no wise cast you out. For he said, for whosoever, and that includes you, believeth on him, would not perish, but have everlasting life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, he'll save you if you'll come to him. Would you like to ask the Lord to save you right now? You can, right where you are. The words that I pray will only be words if you're not willing to turn to Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you're not willing for him to cleanse you by his blood, to cleanse you of your sin, and to come into your life as your God and as your Savior. And if you're not willing for that, then he won't. But if you're willing, he will. He'll do what you can't do. He will save your soul. Would you right now, right where you are, pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe 3 days later he rose up physically, bodily, from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life. As my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Cleanse me and save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? We do want to know, and we would encourage you to ask for the Building Blocks book, or just go to our website. You can download it free, the whole booklet, and you can download it, or you can just open it up and read it and fill in the questions and all that, not even have to download it if you don't want to download it. But you can go there and do that as well. Cost you absolutely nothing. Our announcer gives you our address as well as our website. Through our website, you can email us and let us know. I want to thank you today for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.